From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iraqi government troops, backed by U.S. forces, raided one of the main Sunni Muslim mosques in Baghdad today. At least three people were killed when Iraqi troops opened fire outside the mosque after Friday prayers. There was a similar raid today on a mosque in the town of Qaim, near the Syrian border. The interim Iraqi government has been arresting Sunni clerics it accuses of inciting violence and supporting the insurgency.
NPR's Anne Garrels is now on the line from Baghdad. Anne, raids in mosques can be pretty touchy politically. How significant are these raids today?
I'd say pretty significant. The raid follows an announcement yesterday by the Iraqi interim government that Islamic clerics who incite violence will be considered as participating in terrorism and judged accordingly. The Abu Hanifa Mosque here in Baghdad has long been associated with anti-American activity, and so this is just the next step in the crackdown. A number of clerics have been arrested, including several members of the Association of Muslim Scholars who have spoken out against the offensive in Fallujah and who were also calling for a boycott of the elections. Today's raid has sparked unconfirmed reports that U.S.-backed Iraqis and American troops entered the mosque with shoes on. An insult here. Whether true or not, these raids will certainly reinforce anger in the Sunni community.
Now, there are still reports of sporadic firefights between U.S. troops and small groups of insurgents in Fallujah. The Iraqi government has proclaimed victory in Fallujah, and yesterday one American military commander claimed that the offensive had, as he put it, broken the back of the insurgency. How do ordinary Iraqis view these claims?
Well, given the unremitting violence in Baghdad and areas to the north, Iraqis really have little reason to believe the insurgency is in trouble. U.S. officials have repeatedly said the insurgency consists of somewhere about 5,000 hardcore members, whatever that means. But by now, the U.S. has arrested or killed far more than that, leaving a credibility gap. Now, as for Sunnis, you know, the offensive here has left them feeling even more under siege and reinforced their sense of alienation. The Sunnis, be they the men on the street or intellectuals, I mean, they blame the Americans for creating the conditions in which the insurgency has thrived. Many refuse to acknowledge in the face of evidence and covered in Fallujah that Iraqis, not just foreign fighters, are involved with suicide bombings. When confronted with evidence that Fallujah has basically become one huge weapons storehouse, Sunnis once again refuse to believe it or justify it. Islamic websites and Arabic language networks have presented distorted accounts of the offensive in which American troops commit atrocities and insurgents inflict devastating losses on the Americans. And people believe this, or they want to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, just over 1,000 Iraqi soldiers, newly trained and equipped by the U.S., took part in the Fallujah offensive. How did they perform?
U.S. officers are under orders to say the Iraqis are taking the lead when they're not. And privately, U.S. officers are in despair over the performance of the Iraqi soldiers. While a handful proved themselves alongside the Marines, most were unable to do the simplest of tasks, such as organizing and handing out humanitarian aid. U.S. trainers, who I've seen, are afraid to push the Iraqi troops too much because more might desert, which they've done by the droves. American officers on the ground, and it's not just intelligence officers back in Washington, know the city could quickly become another insurgent safe haven if Iraqis are put in charge of security.
NPR's Anne Garrels speaking to us from back in Baghdad. Thanks a lot, Anne.
Thank you.